Hello, welcome to another episode of We Are Labour. In fact, it's not really a normal episode. This is a bonus, a little thing I'm just chucking together. I'm actually in my car right now. I've gone over to another constituency not far from us. I'm just outside Cambridge, and it's a Cambridgeshire-based constituency, and they are getting out their postal vote letters. So postal votes, of course, will be soon eligible for submission for the election that's coming up on the 2nd of May. And so I've got a letter, basically, that I'm delivering to people who are postal vote voters. I don't actually know what's in these letters. That's the only thing with doing this. You know, I've just turned up, said I've got a free afternoon. It's Saturday, by the way, the 13th of April. It's a beautiful day. It's been a lot warmer today than it has been for the last few days. But anyway, it's a beautiful day. I had a bit of spare time. I'm going to a kid's birthday party later this evening with the kids, obviously. Be a bit weird if I just turn up just by myself without them. And yeah, so I thought I've got a bit of time this afternoon. So I've just popped over to this constituency. I've got my letters and I've got with me my trusty. I've got two of them, actually, so you can hear them together. I've got a couple of wooden spoons. Now, you might be thinking that's a little bit of an eccentric thing to bring with you when you're handing out either letters or leaflets or whatever, but no, think on. If you're not experienced, then a wooden spoon is a really well-respected weapon used by the leafleter and letter deliverer. In fact, I don't know why Royal Mail don't invest in them personally. There was a Green candidate who got their finger bitten off by a dog recently. I think it was this year or last. Heidi Allen, who was my opponent in South Cambridgeshire, she was bitten by a dog as well, putting a hand through the letterbox. Some dogs really go for you. And in fact, I remember this one time putting the letter through, and as it just went through, the letter disappeared out of my hand as the dog grabbed it and I guess was trying to go for me. So yeah, some dogs are like that. And so the way around it is to use a wooden spoon to push your letter through the door. So if they bite anything, these haven't been bitten, luckily, but if they bite anything at all, then they're going to bite wood. So there you go. Anyway, I will record my witterings as I'm walking around the streets. I don't know how this is going to go. I mean, yeah, a guy walking around with a microphone and some earphones talking to himself might look a bit odd, I guess, but I'm just going to go for it anyway. And we'll see what happens. I'll explain why we do this, what it achieves. I'll explain a bit about how we win elections, how we fight elections, how you can get involved. And of course, if you are interested in doing this yourself, you can actually go onto Spotify, where we have a really fun playlist. So if you look up Doorstep Win24, we'll get there eventually, then I have put on there all the songs from our candidates that you can go and listen to while you're doing leafleting round. Anyway, I will be back in a moment at when I'm actually out on the mean streets to explain what I'm up to. Okay, it's a little bit windy, so hopefully the recording won't be damaged by the wind, which I can actually hear my earphones quite loudly, so good luck, everyone. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. We're East Anglia, we're used to this, isn't it? You know, wind in our neck of the woods is normal. Right, I am now on my road group. And so I've got an issue here because town planners, you are my bugbear on days like this. When you're in an area you don't know very well, you might assume that all street numbers are done the same way. But no, the town planners, they have their own ways. And so quite often it is very hard to work out where people are. So this morning it was, you know, going down nicely. 64, 63, 62. It was all sequential. It wasn't odds and evens. And then he went, and I was looking for 61. So naturally, 62, you'd get 61 next, right? Well, no, not on this street. They had 62, 60. I thought, okay, that's rather weird. Went down this passageway, walking around for flipping ages. Came back out and realised that it was 62, 60, then 61, then 59. Why that happened, I've got no idea. Oh, how we did laugh. But anyway, that took me about 5-10 minutes. The thing is, I mean, not even that long, but all these little walkings around, trying to find places, it just takes time. Anyway, so town planners, I've got an issue with you. However, to younger people who maybe haven't campaigned before, or maybe you have, maybe you're questioning, what's the value in delivering letters to people in elections in the 21st century? Well, the fact is, people
use digital in everything these days, don't they? You have adverts, you've got people sending emails non-stop, you've got Facebook, Google, etc. Hang on, is that a door now? One sec. Don't want to talk while I'm at the door because it might be a bit weird for the people inside. You've got all this going on, and basically people are used to, in fact they're blind to, digital marketing. There's something to be said for a letter, a handwritten letter even more so, because it really does cut through and get through to be read. And that's a key, isn't it? If you're marketing, if you're advertising, if you're campaigning, whatever you're doing, the medium isn't the question, it's the message is the question. What is the message? And then the next question is, how can you get people to read that message? How can you get people to engage or write back to you or whatever it is your call to action is? And letters are just a great way of doing that. You know, campaigning in many ways has changed over the years. But actually, things like letter delivery has never changed. People read letters, people read messages. It, you know, it's delivered by me. So a chap there just walked past, gave me a little nod. You know, who's that weirdo talking to himself with a microphone? Totally understandable. But you know, it's human, isn't it? That somebody came to your door, delivered it for you, and that's really powerful. Going up to this door, deliver a letter. Hello, is it Amanda? I've got a letter for you from the Labour Party.
Thank you.
Do you want a hand with that? You okay?
No, you're
okay. Okay. Yes, good luck. Okay, so some people there just moving a sofa into their home. Thought I'd offer them some help, although I've done my back in, so I'm not sure how useful I'd be right now. 74 next. Anyway, is 74 down that way? I'm getting completely lost around here. 74. Down, I guess you're 62, so I'm like,
yeah,
down there, yeah, thank you. Now the other thing about this which always helps, keep your eyes peeled for casework. There are often problems in areas that people, you know, may or may have not told the council about, but when you're here you have the opportunity to report issues and make things better for people. So for instance, potholes, problems with bin collections, bins piling up, fly tipping, just some of the things that you can keep your eyes peeled for, and it would make a huge difference to the people who live here. You know, often it's those little local niggles that really are the problem that people face, and they feel, you know, it's abrasive because it grinds people down every single day. Hello, mate. Do you know where 112 is?
I'm going to 114. Let's go with
you. Oh, good man. In fact, I might have a letter for you as well. You never know.
What are you doing?
I'm just from the Labour Party. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're a Labour man?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. What's your name? Right, just back in the car. Yeah, that was a really good session today. Got some sun, had a bit of a wander around. You also get to know areas you don't kind of go to necessarily unless you'd have friends or family living there. So, yeah, it's just quite a nice way to spend a couple of hours. That chap that I met there, so a bit of background. Yeah, it turns out he's a big Labour supporter. He's a Deliveroo driver who turned up to make an order to the house next door to the one I was going to. And we just got chatting, and I didn't record it all because I didn't think it'd be appropriate for him. I just said what I was doing, and we had a conversation, and he was saying that, you know, people are really desperate now for a Labour government, and he was explaining how people right now are really feeling it. You know, he's working in several jobs, his family are too, just to kind of make ends meet, and that life is so hard right now, and I totally agree with him. So yeah, you never know who you're going to meet on the streets. You know, that's just how it is sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I hope that was insightful in some way. If anyone's listening right now, then well done. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that, or at least it helped you get to sleep. So I'll leave you now in peace. You can sleep nicely. Unless you're driving, then obviously pay attention to that lorry in front of you. And I will speak to you all soon. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.